Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
This is Johnny Mathis.
This is Gloria Estefan wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Alvin of the Chipmunks.
This is Daryl Dragon, the captain.
And this is Tony Tennille, and you're listening to the Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. Recently, I released an episode called That's Not a Christmas Song, all about Christmas songs that aren't really Christmas songs. There were a couple standards that I missed, which have been brought to my attention by Jana in California, Diane in Ohio, and Steve in Toronto, among others. I've got My Love to Keep Me Warm, A Winter's Romance, and I Love the Winter Weather. All popular songs when they were first released, all about snow and winter and that kind of thing. Could happen in December, could happen in January, could happen in February. Don't mention anything about Christmas and have nothing to do with Christmas. So they can go in that stack of songs. But there was another song which celebrates its 40th birthday this year that a lot of people messaged me about as well. Last Christmas. Last Christmas was a single by Wham released December 4th, 1984, with Everything She Wants on the other side, making it what they used to call a double A-sided single, where both sides were hits. George Michael wrote, performed, produced, and played every single instrument on the track, and for fans, there is a special 40th anniversary single that was just released. And the interesting thing about the new single is it has a previously unreleased live version performed by George Michael at Wembley in December 2006. Upon its initial release in 1984, Last Christmas spent 5 weeks in a row at number 2 on the UK singles chart, kept out of the top spot by Band Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas, which also featured George Michael. After many appearances on the charts over the years, the song finally hit number 1 on the UK singles chart New Year's Day 2021. According to Secondhand Songs, it has been covered nearly 600 times. In fact, just this year, there have been new versions from Judith Owen, Albert Hammond, and Gabby Barrett, just to name a few. So it's popular, and it's always been popular. Does that make it a Christmas song? No, of course not. Jim in Pennsylvania says it has nothing to do with Christmas except for the title repeated throughout the song. Donna in Washington says it's a breakup song, not a Christmas song. Lee in California says it's about getting dumped and trying to move on, not a Christmas song. And Jack in Germany says just because the name of the song includes the word Christmas doesn't make it a Christmas song. It doesn't have anything to do with Christmas. Okay, I get what you're all saying. Those that I mentioned and the many similar messages that I've also gotten. But I look at it as kind of the diehard of Christmas songs. It's about the ending of a relationship, but it takes place at Christmas. For the purposes of this song, Christmas is important. Maybe if it had happened around Valentine's Day or Easter or just some random non-holiday day, the same thing would have happened, but it didn't. It happened last Christmas. So Christmas is part of the story, and it's connected to this song. It's the same thing I say about the movie Die Hard that took place at Christmas, during an office Christmas party, when the rest of the entire building was empty because it was Christmas, and that was part of the bad guy's plan. None of it could have happened if it wasn't Christmas. It may not be the way you celebrate Christmas. That movie, or most importantly for the purposes of this episode, the song Last Christmas. Maybe neither of them, maybe both of them. They're just not part of your Christmas celebration, observation, tradition, etc. But that's not the same for a lot of people. Nearly 600 singers and bands have recorded Last Christmas. And for every artist that you haven't heard of that has covered this song, there are huge stars like Taylor Swift, Pentatonix, Ariana Grande, Kelly Clarkson, and Good Charlotte that have also covered it. Popularity doesn't necessarily make a song a Christmas song, but for those artists and many of their fans, they think it is a Christmas song. At least it is for them. And that's really the heart of all this. If Last Christmas is a part of your annual seasonal tradition, if it has some of that Christmas magic for you that makes you feel at least a little holly jolly, if it gives you a dose of nostalgia or holiday spirit or anything else that just feels like Christmas, then for you, it is a Christmas song. And that's what really matters. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can click that, scroll down and find your favorite, then click on over. And then if you subscribe, you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. And if you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.